Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Football Betting Podcast with me, Tom Pipkin, my co-host, Tom Walker, and this is your home for tips, insight and discussion from England's top four leagues that will inform your accumulators this weekend. How are you doing, Tom Walker?
Great, mate. Just the two of us. Jack's not with us this week, but it was nice to have him last week, add a little bit of different flavour and a new voice to the pod. It's always nice having someone join us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, back to two, as we'll probably look to get Jack back on before the season's out. I quite like having nice to, like you say, nice to get a different voice on the pod. Hopefully people enjoyed it last week. Something a little bit different. But yeah, back to just me and you. Speaking about Jack, we'll just throw in a quick message about Quiff, who do sponsor the podcast. You can get Quiff at quiff.com. Quiff are the only bookmaker where your bets can be supercharged. So any bet that you place, whether it's a single or a multiple, has the opportunity to be supercharged. So that means the odds on your bet can be increased just a little bit. They could be increased massively if you get lucky, or they might not change at all. That's the differentiator of betting with Quiff. So if you get an accumulator, odds should be 5.0 for the accumulator. There is a chance that when you place the bet, that accumulator could be boosted to 10.0, 15.0, 5.6. And you could get odds that are way higher than the going rate, if that's the right. Is that the right way to term it? The going rate? I don't know.
The going rate, the market rate. Yeah.
Yeah. So, please do check out Quiff at quiff.com. You can take advantage of a bet £10, get £30 surprise bet sign-up offer as well with the link in the podcast show notes. But Tom, we've got the Premier League, we've got the Championship, we've got League One and League Two to dive into, picking out our best bets from each of the leagues. We're at that stage of the season now. The EFL's got two, maybe three games in some teams. Cases left to play, so a lot of the promotion relegation is wrapped up. We'll talk about that as we go, but we'll go straight into the Premier League then, shall we, with the three games we've got on Saturday. Luton against Brentford is the first 3 o'clock, then Sheffield United Burnley is the second 3 o'clock, and then we go straight into a 7:30 for Wolves against Arsenal. I'm just going to take Luton against Brentford and something I like in that particular game to get us kicked off with. And it's something we spoke about on the pod before, quite a few times, to be fair. Luton are playing at home. There's one thing that needs to be looked at for me, and that's Luton corners. And I want to go for Luton to get 6+ corners, and that's priced at even money. I just want to read out for you the corners that Luton have gained in their previous few home games. So in order of recent first at home, so when they played Bournemouth in their last home game, they had 7 corners. Then prior to that against Forest, they had 6 corners. Before that against Villa, 8 corners. Before that against Manchester United, 8 corners. Before that against Sheffield United, 13 corners. Before that against Brighton, 7 corners. You get the point. At least in the last 8 games, they've had at least 6 or more corners. So that's why we're going to go here for 6 or more corners again at even money. If you fancy Luton to get even more corners, 7+ is 2.25. 8+ is about 3.5. So, you know, you can get some decent odds if you fancy Luton to get more than their average. But yeah, their average is above 6, and even money for 6+ is where I go here.
Love it. Mine's a bit more traditional. We are going to go down the both teams to score route, which is priced at 1.5. So a lot skinnier than yours, Tom. But for Luton, it has been a crazy run. The last time they didn't have both teams to score was the 30th. Of January. So it's 13 consecutive games at home. And then in terms of overall, it's been 2 in 14 that have not been both teams to score. And then Brentford recently, again, they have had both teams to score in 8 of their last 10 games. They have had a 0-0 in there against Brighton, but 8 of the last 10 is pretty good going. And some high goals conceded numbers in there as well. Tightened up a little bit. They've obviously got that 3-3 against Villa a couple of games ago, but largely ones and twos, but that's all we're going to need.
Yep, okay. Sheffield United, Burnley. Again, I'm going to look for the goals angle here, following on nicely from what you've just spoken about. Sheffield United, when they play at home, just concede so many goals, don't they? We've got 19th against 20th here. I think there'll be plenty of goals in general in this game. You know, Sheffield United have kept no clean sheets for 13 consecutive games. Burnley, no clean sheet for 16 consecutive games. Both teams have scored in 4 of the last 5 Sheffield United games and 5 of the last 6 Burnley games. However, if we look at Sheffield United at home, they have conceded at least 2 goals in their last 7 consecutive home games in the Premier League. In 9 of the last 10, if you want to extend that stat out a little bit further. So for me, the obvious market to look at is Burnley to score 2 or more goals. It's priced at 1.95 with Quiff.
Yeah, Tom, building on that, mate, my tip is an overs and it's 3.5. It's going to be 2.62. Your traditional over 2.5 is 1.66. So we're getting a lot more value by stretching to the 3.5 at 2.62, and for all the same reasons that you kind of read out, really. And this is everyone's, I mean, you know, Craig Bellamy came out, didn't he, from the Burnley camp and said that they will stay up, and if they're going to stay up, they're going to have to win. And Sheffield United, the door is pretty much closed, but until it's mathematically impossible, they'll be looking at that game in hand that they have on everyone and kind of fight until the end. So I think everyone's just going to throw the kitchen sink. It should be a lot of fun.
Yep. Okay. Final game then on Saturday, Wolves against Arsenal. Anything you fancy here, or do you want to move to Sunday?
Arsenal for me. 1.36 is very skinny. And obviously we're talking about a team that could win the Premier League this season. Yes, they've had some disappointments against Villa and Bayern and not scored in that process. But I expect them to get back to winning ways against a Wolves team who haven't won in the last 5 games.
Okay, I was looking at... there's not a chance on earth that Arsenal will be seeing a single penny of my money in anything this weekend.
Why is that?
I just want to sit on the fence and see, you know, after disappointment against Villa last weekend, disappointment in the Champions League against Bayern Munich, going away to Wolves, which isn't an easy game. They're too short for me, so I'm just going to sit and watch them, I think.
They are short. I'll give you that.
I would say Arsenal do have a decent record against Wolves. They've won the last 5 consecutive games. And Wolves haven't kept a clean sheet against Arsenal for 19 consecutive games. I was just trying to have a look for something to go for. And the only thing that I could land on is Cunha to have a shot on target at 1.7, which I didn't think was too bad because I don't have the stats at hand. So you're going to have to take my word on it. He loves shooting. He's not shy of having a shot, that lad. He's back from injury now in his previous game against Forest. He scored 2 goals in that game. So back with a bang, and especially Wolves playing at home. I think he'll certainly have a go. And for him to hit the target at 1.7, I didn't think was too bad.
Yeah, that's good value.
Moving into Sunday then, we've got a big game towards the bottom of the league involving our team, Nottingham Forest. We're away at Everton. Anything that you want to touch on in that particular game?
Yeah, Everton to win. Massive for me.
That's pessimistic.
Well, the Forest have won 3 games away from home since promotion. In nearly 2 seasons now.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
It's abysmal, and I don't really care what happened to Everton in midweek. I'm sure if Forrest can get the first goal, then that's going to change absolutely everything. Of course, it is in terms of the result, but also, you know, the crowd are going to absolutely shit themselves. But have a look at it, Tom. Forrest have the worst set piece record in the top four divisions in terms of defending them. They're coming up against an Everton team who cannot score goals unless they're lobbing it up to Beto, Onana, Doucouré, Calvert-Lewin, Michael Keane. Brantwaite's injured, but he would be in there. They've got some Tarkowski. Yeah, they've got players like James Garner who can deliver a good ball. They've got Jack Harrison who's got a cross on them. McNeil. Now, I just think this is a perfect recipe for Sean Dyche. This is exactly the kind of opponent he wants. A team that, yeah, I would take our team over Everton's all day, every day. But I just think they're going to be so far and away more effective at set pieces than we are. I cannot look past the poor away form. I cannot look past how pathetic we've been all season at defending set pieces, no matter who's in defence. Everton, even money. Yes, please.
To lean on your James Garner, I'm assuming James Garner is the set-piece taker if he plays for Everton.
Normally. Depends what side it is. McNeil and Harrison do it, but...
Yeah. 4.5, the price for James Garner to get an assist.
Mm. Yeah. See, I like that.
Could be worth looking into.
What do you think? Like, obviously, it sounds like you don't have a result you want to throw out there, unless you've not.
No, not really. I'd kind of sit on the fence and go for draw, if anything. But yeah, I'm not overly confident. I don't think we'll go and win, but I think we've got enough about us to come away with a point, which wouldn't be the worst result in the world, to be honest.
No, it's okay. I worry.
Anything for Villa Bournemouth then, or Crystal Palace against West Ham?
No.
No, not particularly for me either. And then we've got finally Fulham against Liverpool to round off the Premier League then. Fulham at 4.4, Liverpool at 1.48. This is tempting to go against a Liverpool side here who have no wins in three now. They're out of the Europa League. They feel like they feel like they're blowing their chance in the Premier League, but they are only 2 points behind, so they're not really, are they? But they've not kept a clean sheet in nine consecutive games. Both teams have scored in seven of the last nine Liverpool games. And they play a Fulham side who are capable of getting goals on their day. You know, we see so often, especially at home, Fulham have scored three against Spurs, three against Brighton, three against Bournemouth. So they're scoring a good amount of goals at home against decent sides. I'd be surprised if Fulham don't get on the score sheet, considering those stats and the form that Liverpool are on.
Yeah, you've really kind of segued nicely into what I want to talk about. First of all, I want to talk about having a little bit of a flutter, a responsible flutter, of course, just like our entire show, on Fulham, on the nose. But my main tip is Fulham and over 1.5 in terms of, sorry, Fulham to score over 1.5. This is not tied to the result. So I just want to reiterate, Fulham to score over 1.5 goals, 2.62. And then separately, a little flutter on Fulham at 5.25.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool have been living on the edge. Liverpool have been getting quite fortunate. A lot of late goals. It's been very commendable. They've had injuries. They're playing kids. Salah is essentially is dust at the moment. He has been horrendous since his comeback from AFCON. I think Arsenal have shown so much control and have shown a level of consistency and domination that Liverpool have not, which is why I feel more comfortable backing Arsenal to get back to what they were before they lost two in a row, which is measured, controlled, no fuss, getting the victory. Liverpool have been shaking for a little while now. Yes, they won in Atalanta the other night, but in Bergamo. But yeah, for me, Fulham are worth a look at 5.25. Liverpool are on the rocks big time.
Do you know what? Just as an aside, I went to Bergamo last year. Oh. I had no idea Atalanta were from there. You know, there's nothing that I saw in Bergamo, and I was there for about 4 days. I didn't see a single Atalanta thing around Bergamo. Yeah.
Wow, they've got passionate fans as well.
Yeah, I literally had no idea that club was from Bergamo.
Interesting.
Anyway. Championship then, shall we go into next? Go on, you start. Get us kicked off with something.
Bloody hell, putting the pressure on me because it's a bloody dog's dinner, isn't it?
Yeah, this league goes from 1 week, it seems quite good for betting. On another week, it's far from the best, and certainly one of those weeks, isn't it, this week?
Yeah, it's an absolute horror show, let's all be honest here. I'm going to go for West Brom double chance.
Oh, we're going straight in with a big one.
Yeah, they're 2.37. If you are looking to have a flutter on this game, it's the early kickoff. I'm a big believer in the Leicester collapse. I think I've been saying it for a while, that I don't trust them. I never really picked them on the show. I've been I don't know if anyone remembers, regular listeners will remember, I tipped Hull to go there and get a win on a winning treble when Leicester were at like 12, 14 points clear. I've never been convinced by this Leicester team since maybe the third, maybe halfway through the season, where I started to notice some kinks. The first half of the season, no doubt in my mind, they were absolutely immaculate and you can't argue with it. And West Brom in fifth, just kind of limping towards the playoffs, really, aren't they? Mm-hmm. They're just kind of trying, you know, when you're in a swimming pool and you're just trying to not drown, but also you're not swimming, you're just kind of treading water. Yeah. That's what I feel like West Brom are doing, because barring a massive disaster, they should see themselves in the playoffs. And at the moment, I think they're just happy to play party pooper. They've been very sticky recently without being great. It's actually only one defeat in their last six games. That was the last time out. It was a home defeat against Sunderland. They have had quite a comfortable run in this time, but yeah, for me, West Brom are capable going there. Corberan will have a game plan. The Leicester fans are starting to get a bit nervous. Remember, this is a team that has lost without scoring against Millwall and Plymouth consecutively. Yes, both on the road. But before that, their last home game, they played against Birmingham, one of the worst teams in the league, 1-2-1. Previously to that, went behind against Norwich, did manage to rally. Before that, lost again without scoring away at Bristol City. I like double chance for West Brom. I could see a 1-1 or a 0-0. West Brom, they are kind of tempting at 6.25 for me, just to kind of, you know, capitalise on the chaos that's happening at the King Power.
Mm, yeah, well, if you're a Leicester layer, or, you know, if you like backing teams against Leicester, you could definitely have got some good prices, couldn't you? Because Millwall were 5.0 and they beat Leicester. Plymouth were 6.5, who beat Leicester. Bristol City a few weeks ago, they were 5.25 and they beat Leicester. So, yeah, there's definitely a bit of juice in that, for sure. Yeah,
I think so.
I'm going to look at Norwich. They are shorter. They are priced at 1.6 for the victory. They're at home to Bristol City. And it's not really anything against Bristol City, because they're a decent side that are on a decent run to the end of the season. They're unbeaten in their last five. Norwich, though, at home are scintillating. They're in fantastic form. Do you know the last time they lost in the Championship at home? Do you know when that was?
January.
3rd of November to Blackburn.
Ooh, wow. Fair play.
Yeah. So they're on an 8-match winning run. So 8 consecutive wins at Carrow Road. 10 of the last 11 have been wins, so just one draw in there to Southampton to block that perfect copybook there. So yeah, for me, considering the hot form that they're on at home, I can't not go against Norwich here. So at 1.6, justifiably short, I think, with their considering their form. There is the incentive for Norwich that they kind of need one more win just to make sure of the playoffs. They currently sit 6 points ahead of Hull, who are in seventh, but Hull do have a game in hand. So Norwich, by no means over the line yet. So there'll be no let up from them, especially at home where we know they're strong. So for me, Norwich at 1.6.
Fair play. I'm trying to understand the QPR market, and maybe I'm missing something. I don't know if I fancy Preston, to be honest with you, but I'm wondering why they're at 4.5, Preston.
It's just that stage of the season, I'd say, mate.
Is it based on the beach?
Yeah, it's Preston are seen as beached. Yeah. And QPR have something to play for and they're at home. So,
Because I think that's quite appetizing for Preston. I'm not massively. So, yeah, we're obviously kind of trying to dig for content here in the champ. But basically, when I was doing my research, I was looking down and I was like, oh, okay, QPR should beat Preston. And then my second reaction was, well, why are Preston at 4.5? That seems pretty big. QPR haven't won their last three games. They haven't scored in two of them, including a home defeat to Sheffield Wednesday, who are much worse than Preston. Yes, Sheffield Wednesday have cause. Preston do not. But, you know, Preston have beaten Huddersfield 4-1 recently, drew with Watford. They've managed to beat Rotherham 3-0, of course. That's pretty easy. Went to Plymouth and won 1-0, which was big. We're going back now to February, but a 3-0 away win at Coventry. Like, I know what you're saying, but I just think it's a big price. So I think if you're looking for someone to capitalize on a big price by being, inverted commas, on the beach, Preston might be worth a look.
It's not for me, but I appreciate you. Yeah, what you're saying.
All right.
I think the last one for me in the championship would be to just mention Southampton. They're the shortest priced team, I believe, in the whole league this season. Yes, they are this weekend. Sorry. Yeah, they're the shortest priced team in the championship this weekend. 1.35 away at Cardiff, Southampton. Really kind of starting to gate crash the promotion picture. I think a few weeks ago on the podcast, I said they were just treading water until the playoffs came around. The form of the top three and the fact that nobody seems to want to go up from them has left the door slightly ajar for Southampton, especially considering they have Leeds and Leicester both to play away from home. But if they want to go into those games with something on the line, they really need to be winning against Cardiff this weekend. And they are short. I expect them to do so. But it's not a great price, to be honest. Shall we move to League One then?
Yeah, I'll get us kicked off Friday night. So the chances are you'll be listening to this on a Friday. So if you do want to get on this one, you got to move quicker than the Saturday-Sunday games, of course. It's Oxford-Stevenage. We're going to be back in Oxford. They are at 1.75. Kind of shocking news, Tom, in the week, wasn't it, to see Steve Evans replace Liam Richardson at Rotherham and kind of leave that Stevenage project. I know that the playoffs are pretty tough. They need an absolute miracle, to be honest with you, for it to happen. But he's got Stevenage promoted, then he's got them in ninth, and they're primed for an onslaught at the playoffs next season. And it just seems a little bit crazy that he's walked out and gone back to Rotherham.
Yeah, it does. Right. But I completely agree that I think, you know, this leaves Stevenage in a state of disarray, really. Probably come out of the blue for them. Like you say, there's not really anything to play for them, barring a miracle, whereas Oxford are banging with an absolutely massive chance of grabbing that sixth playoff spot.
Mm.
So, yeah, Oxford look a great bet on Friday night.
Completely. Yeah, and they've got Lincoln and Blackpool, I suppose, breathing down their necks as well. So the pressure is on for Oxford. I expect them to be able to, you know, playing on that Friday, they'll get 3 points, and then, you know, everyone from the rival teams will be watching and tuning in, and you know, Oxford have a chance to deflate everybody, don't they, for their games the next day. So yeah, 1.75, big yellows guy this weekend.
Yep. Well, you mentioned Blackpool. Let's look at Blackpool, because I don't think they're a bad price this weekend. In a big game for them, they are priced at what? Well, they're priced at even money at home to Barnsley. So we've got Blackpool, who are currently sat in eighth, Barnsley in fifth, 5 points separate them. So this is a big opportunity for Blackpool to kind of reel in Barnsley in the race for those playoff spots. Blackpool have won three in a row. No goals conceded in four consecutive games. And Barnsley are really running out of form at completely the wrong time at the moment. And they're in real danger of dropping out the playoffs. They've won one game in their last seven. They've lost four of their last six. They've conceded at least two goals in four consecutive games. And the last three away games, they've lost 2-1 to Charlton. They've lost 2-1 to Stevenage. They've lost 3-2 to Portsmouth. So they're going away to a Blackpool side who are hitting good form. They've won three games 1-0 on the bounce. It's not going to be easy at all for Barnsley here, considering the form they're in and the form that Blackpool are in. So for me, I'm going to go for Blackpool here and continue to back the Barnsley bottle job.
Tom, the most electric team over the last eight games, as you know, are Lincoln City. They are priced over evens this weekend away at Cheltenham. I think it's because there is cause, right, for Cheltenham. This is a big game for both. So if you're not a League One fan, let me just paint the picture for you. Cheltenham have a game in hand. They are 2 points behind Burton Albion. Cheltenham occupy a relegation spot at the moment, the last relegation spot. And we've got Lincoln, as we mentioned, breathing down the necks of Oxford, 2 points adrift. Now, to me, this basically all depends on what happens with the Oxford game. So let me kind of go into some scenarios here. Oxford win Friday night, as we expect. I will be back in Cheltenham at 3.3. If Oxford draw or lose, I'll be back in Lincoln at 2.2, away from home against Cheltenham. I do think it could be massively deflating for Lincoln to see them go there, Oxford get that win, and it might take the wind out of their sails, and, you know, Cheltenham's tails are up, and they've shown that they're capable, right? They did it last time out. They beat Burton in a huge crunch game 2-1. They've not been great recently, but they can get it done. So depending on what happens with the Oxford game, that's my bet. For Cheltenham, Lincoln, I think we're quids in either way, to be honest.
Okay, good stuff. Let's take a look at the promotion race then. Here we've got Bolton at home to Port Vale this weekend. Again, a game with implications at the top and bottom of the league. I'm going to go for Bolton at 1.38 to get the victory. Bolton are 3 points behind Derby, who are currently sitting second place. So Bolton really need to get a home victory, home to Port Vale at the moment. So yeah, for me, Bolton needs must. Port Vale have lost three in a row. They've conceded three to Peterborough, four to Exeter, and two at home to Wickham. So for a side batting in relegation, they're in really poor form. They don't look like turning around. Their recent results don't suggest that they're anywhere near going away to Bolton and getting a win. whereas Bolton have probably drawn too many in recent weeks, but they are capable of scoring plenty of goals on their day at home. In the last month, we've seen them score 5 past Reading and 5 past Oxford. It's just draws against teams like Shrewsbury and Charlton that have kind of really slowed the momentum a little bit and slowed that promotion, automatic promotion push down. And they've fallen behind Derby there. But yeah, for me, I think Bolton have all the tools to get a good win here against Port Vale.
I don't have anything else. I know there is, you wanted to talk about Derby. It's not for me, but I'll let you kind of take that away because I don't have anything else.
It's not a hugely strong one, but Derby can get promoted this weekend depending on the Bolton result. If Derby win and Bolton fail to win, that'll mathematically see them promoted. Derby's away form has been quite hit and miss. But I don't know. Cambridge aren't in the best form themselves. They've not won in the last 3 games, losing to Blackpool, Bristol Rovers, and drawing to Charlton in their last 3. At 1.52, I think Derby absolutely can win. Wouldn't put my house on it, but I definitely think they've got the capability to go out and potentially secure themselves promotion, considering what's at stake.
Yeah, fair enough.
Shall we move into League 2 then?
Yeah, League 2. I'm going to get us kicked off with a bit of a random one. Colchester. I'm going to back them to beat Notts County away from home. I just think, you know, they've been building nicely under
Nothing wrong with this at all. I like this.
Yeah, you like it? Good. Yeah, they've been building nicely under the Cowleys. They have got 12 points in the last 8 games, which is about the 8th best record in the division. Right behind them is Notts County, but Notts County, worst defence in the league by 5 goals. They've conceded almost double the amount of goals that Stockport have conceded. Notts County have conceded 85, Stockport 44. That's the worst and best defence in the league stacked up against each other. And yes, Stockport celebrated promotion, didn't they, by beating Notts 5-2. But yeah, Colchester have been really decent recently. You know, their last 4 or 5 results read like this. They beat Newport 2-1, a 1-1 draw away at Tranmere. They lost at home to Wrexham, and then they lost at home to Stockport, but both 2-1 and very close games there. They beat Crawley 3-2 away. They were priced at 3.3 that day. And then they beat Grimsby in midweek 2-0. Colchester on the rise, 2.8. Someone I'm going to be looking forward to seeing what they do in pre-season ahead of looking at them for maybe a playoff spot next year.
Okay, big aspirations for Colchester. Right, let's touch on the team that never let us down in recent weeks. Doncaster Rovers, 1.98 to get a win at home to Barrow. And I said it to you in midweek, didn't I? The 40-1 that we spoke about for Doncaster Rovers to gatecrash the playoffs and finish in the top 7. What I mentioned on the podcast, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
They now sit just 2 points outside with a game in hand. They've won 8 games in a row to get themselves into this position. And they face Barrow at home this weekend. So Barrow, for context, are in 6th. So Barrow currently sit 4 points ahead of Doncaster. So, massive chance for Doncaster with the form they're in to really reel in a team in the playoffs that they could potentially overtake by the end of the season, which is crazy to be saying that, considering where both of these two teams were, 6 weeks ago. Just under even money for me for Doncaster. I don't know what else I need to say other than 8 wins in a row. That kind of speaks for itself. Playing again at home. The last few home victories have been really strong, capped off with a 4-0 last weekend against Accrington. And Barrow, for their sins, they're playing really poorly at the moment.
For their sins, you've been listening to Football Clichés pod.
No, why do they say
that? That was a big for my sins moment. Yeah. Anyway, Wrexham away at Crewe. I think it's time. Again, this is, you know, Crewe have cause, Wrexham don't. Wrexham, the inverted commas, fairy tale promotion was achieved, wasn't it, in midweek. 2.25. They are to go away to Crewe. Now, Crewe, I was really pulling for them all season. I still am. I want them to be promoted because they don't have the budgets that Stockport and Wrexham in particular have. But it is falling apart a little bit. One win in their last six games. They've got a worse record than Gillingham, Swindon, Bradford, Walsall, Tranmere, Wimbledon, then we're getting into the good team, Harrogate, Sutton, over the last eight games. It's kind of fallen apart at the last hurdle, unfortunately. And we've been looking at Wrexham, Tom, all season long, and I cannot remember the last time I saw them above even money, to be honest with you. And yes, everything's sewn up. Stockport have won the league. They cannot win the league. Maybe they're on the piss. Maybe they don't care. I don't know what the psychological side of this is, but I know that Wrexham at 2.25 gets my tail wagging no matter what.
Yep. You'd think, bar an absolute calamity, Crewe will fairly comfortably make the playoffs. So, yeah, I think this could be an entertaining game with both sides kind of going for it. Another entertaining game, I think, will be Stockport at home to Accrington. Just realised Wrexham play Stockport on the final day, so that should be an entertaining one for League Two fans.
Yeah, but yeah, that's going to be about 7-7, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. but yeah, Stockport at home to Accrington, so this is kind of the homecoming as champions for Stockport. I'm expecting a big result for them here. They're going to put on a performance as champions at home, in front of their fans, against an Accrington side who are not on fantastic form, to be honest. Stockport have won 7 in a row, no losses in 12. Accrington, they've got one win in their last 6 consecutive games. I mentioned they lost 4-0 to Doncaster last weekend. So very much, by the looks of things, just thrown it in for the season. So they're going to go away to Stockport into the Lions' Den. Stockport on the nose is 1.28. It's far too short for me. We've got to be looking into the handicap market for Stockport here, or Stockport to score over a certain amount of goals. I think we could get at least 4 for me personally. And Stockport to score 4 plus goals is 3.75.
Same exact reasoning for Wrexham. But for Mansfield at home, 1.9. Recently, finally promoted to League One after a million attempts. They've pretty much ballsed it up in every way possible, haven't they, over the years? Including, Tom, the playoff final against Port Vale when they got absolutely battered and me and you were there.
We did, yeah.
But they finally did it and they're 1.9 against a Gillingham team who have zero cause. They're in 10th. They've had a really good season. Things are looking up despite managerial changes. Mansfield have won 3 in a row, and I suppose this is all down to are Mansfield on the piss and do they care? I think it will be a bit of a party atmosphere, like you just said, Tom. And yeah, Mansfield at 1.9 again. Like, yeah, you know, you could have a double of Wrexham at 2.25 and Mansfield at 1.9. They could win so easily and you could absolutely rob the bookies blind this weekend. But if a couple of the boozers are creeping in and the focus has shifted, you could end up with egg on your face. So that's a game that you're going to be playing, isn't it, if you back these kind of teams.
Yep, absolutely. That, I think, wraps everything up then, doesn't it? Nicely. And we'll go into the treble, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have a look at last week's treble, which wasn't one of our best. We had Doncaster to beat Accrington Stanley. They did so 4-0. But then Lincoln and Cheltenham, we had them to win home games. They lost 2-1 and 3-1 respectively, which left the 5.21 treble in tatters. But I'm really excited about this week's. And spoiler alert, you got to be on it early because it starts on Friday night.
It does. So we're going to go for Oxford to win at home to Stevenage on Friday night, followed by Doncaster to win at home to Barrow on Saturday and Bolton to win at home to Port Vale on Saturday. So that's Oxford the Friday night, then Doncaster and Bolton on the Saturday, all to win. The treble pays 4.70. That's with Quiff. £10 example stake would return £47.
Lovely. Yeah, really looking forward to that. And I think if you can navigate the hangovers, it could be a really good week here in the EFL in particular. So, yeah, if you guys want to follow us on social media, T_FB podcast is the place to go. So please join in the fun there.
Yeah, and if you have enjoyed the show, we'd really appreciate a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Before we go, Tom, I did see a couple of people asking for a rundown of the Fantasy Premier League, which we've not looked at for a good few weeks.
No, we haven't.
So there's people who want the shout outs because they're in the top 10, finally. So the Football Betting Podcast Fantasy Football League, the top 10 with just a few game weeks to go now. From 10 through to 1, we've got Mark Johnston, David Nags, Simon Moran, Daniel Hussey, Callum Lang, Jason Courtney, Rob Mataggart, Kieran Gentry, Ross McCorkadale, and currently sitting at the top by 6 points is James Ingham with Jimbo FC. So it's very tight at the top, just 22 points separate first to fourth. So it's all to play for at the top of the Fantasy League. As for me, I've thrown the towel in. I keep forgetting to do my team. I'm 259th.
Can't tell you where I am. Not doing my team anymore. Not bothered.
I'll tell you.
Good job on everyone else.
Let me tell you.
Nah, we're good. That's the end
of the show. Not getting away with it that quickly.
That's the end of the show. Really appreciate everyone's time. Take care.
I can't even find you, mate. I'm into the 300s and I can't find you.
Yeah, I've given up a long time ago.
Hang on. You can't be that far down, can you?
Try me.
You bang on 300.
Oh, bloody hell, it's not that bad.
Well, there's 335 in the league, so it's pretty bad.
Mm.
That is pretty bad.
Well, I haven't done my team for a long time, so I'm not that arse, to be honest with you.
Anyway, thank you, guys. We hope you enjoyed the show this week. We'll be back again next week with another podcast. Good luck for the best.
Oh, bonus. Bonus. End of show bonus.
Go on.
This is pretty embarrassing for both of us, to be honest with you. I've just bloody realised that we didn't do FA Cup and I fancy Coventry to beat Man U 5.25.
What an end of the show bonus that is. Coventry at 5.5 to beat Man U. We'll end it on that. See you next week, guys.